Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting things happening. People are concerned about another Arab or Islamic military confrontation with Syria this time. Americans don't really know much about the Middle East other than we get oil there. We've had Al-Qaeda and some of the countries there and a lot of the things, but we get into these confrontations and we don't know the history and all the various groups are involved. And these countries go back hundreds of years. I would suggest people one movie, which is very relevant, gets into Syria and how the British and the French during World War II decided to carve up the region. The British because they wanted the oil and the French had their interests. See the movie Lawrence of Arabia, and where Peter O'Toole plays Lawrence, but it's historically very accurate, and how the British got Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, where all the oil was. The French got Lebanon and Syria. It's quite interesting. There's also a Humphrey Bogart movie involving the Syrians and gun running. We're trying to put up our audio interview with let me see if we have him here. With not with but one of Huey Long when he talks about there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and there's no difference when it comes to sharing the wealth because they're all. They all have their own ideas. And what's interesting is what he said during the Depression, and Franklin Roosevelt was very afraid of him. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Huey Long was assassinated. Huey Long was the populist governor of Louisiana and later became a senator. And a lot of things he said was very accurate, but he was also corrupt as hell. And the Long family ruled Louisiana right up into the 80s. There was Russell Long, who was Huey Long's son, and of course Earl Long was governor. In fact, there's a movie with Paul Newman, who played Earl Long. And of course, I guess there's still the feeling down there in Louisiana that when they had Huey Long's populism which dominated the state, that the poor people were probably better off. Well, here is Huey Long and his Share the Wealth. And let's see if we got this, if it's going to come up here. We're still having some problems with our computer. But on the other interesting birthdays today, Reverend Massey was born in Canada. It's one of the famous Massey Ferguson, the world's biggest tractor manufacturer. They also acquired a John Deere, which was an Illinois company. The Massey family, that was Governor General of Canada, Reverend Massey served in World War I, became down to the United States, studied acting, and later became naturalized United States.
You must realize what some of the political issues are here, that many people in the United States happen to believe that the United States policy is wrong in Vietnam, and the Viet Cong are correct in wanting to organize their country in their own way politically. This happens to be pretty much the opinion of Western Europe and many other parts of the world. If it is a novelty in Chicago, that is too bad. But I assume that the point of the American democracy is you can express any point of view you want. Shut up a minute.
No, I won't. And some people were pro-Nazi, and the answer is that they were well-treated by people who ostracized them, and I'm for ostracizing people who egg on other people to shoot American Marines and American soldiers. I know you don't care.
As far as I'm concerned, the only sort of pro- or crypto-Nazi I can think of is yourself. Failing that, I would only say that we can't have...
Now listen, you
Korea,
stop calling me a crypto-Nazi.
Let's stop calling names.
I'll fuck you in your goddamn face, and you'll stay plastered.
Gentlemen,
Breckenridge, go back to his pornography and stop making any allusions of Nazism to somebody who was infantry in the last war.
You were not in the infantry, as a matter of fact.
I was the second
to
ask
you. You were not.